All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to Gene from where?
Eau Claire.
Eau Claire. Hey, Gene, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Well, thank you very much for the show. You and Sam are doing a great job, and we're very fortunate to have you guys giving information to the public. I thought it was very positive that you bring up the word brainwashing, because if you talk to people who are nonstop Fox watchers and listening to right-wing radio, you know, they'll spew out the same sentences over and over again. But when you ask for clarification or instances, they can't give you any. And that comes from passive listening, where people bring up your fears. It connects with you emotionally, that it triggers your memory, and that sticks in your memory really well. And they have been utilizing this technique, I'm not talking about the old Republicans. I'm talking about the fascist new Republicans that are out there. And it is a form of brainwashing. And I do feel that people, you know, whose loved ones have been caught up in this, don't give up hope. But the thing of it is they got a technique that they will say things three times. And they utilize this when you have, like, a brain injury or some memory issues, that, you know, you say something once, you wait just a second or two, you say it again, then you repeat it again, and it sticks. And they keep using their mantra all the time, running down to Democrats, they're evil, oh, they're doing all that, you're going to take your guns away, which they're not going to do, which is really idiotic. You know, they keep doing these different things, and they'll connect it to something that has feeling for a person. And people really need to show the facts, you know, and to say this is not true, and then show the true facts and make them listen and make them see. And there's got to be more, you know, to be able to deprogram these thoughts and feelings of people who really don't even know why they have them.
You know, Gene, I was talking about it earlier in the show. And the fact that there are people you love, and something has happened to them, and they don't even know it, and the inherent danger that this nation faces, because, you know, we talk about getting these people to go back to who they were, or to think in a right manner, and. The only way that can possibly happen is because they've been brainwashed. There's somewhere along the line they've got to be deprogrammed. And my fear is that when you don't realize that you've been brainwashed, and so you push back, common sense, is not so common anymore. And that's where the dangers lie, because these people are never going to admit that something happened to them. They think the rest of the world is against them because they're right and everybody else is wrong. And then if you, as you stated, have a conversation, a real conversation with them, you're not going to be able to get anywhere, because they're going to cut it off with nonsense and talking points. And to me, that's where the inherent danger lies in our nation. I don't know how you fix that, Gene. I really don't.
Yeah. Well, your show helps because you get the facts out, and you don't let people go on and on spewing lies, because that just reinforces what they've heard on their other stations. If they want to listen to lies, then they can turn on the other stations. And it's so sad. It's frustrating. I've seen this happening, you know, and I'm on the other side of the state, but I saw that happening, and it was during a lot of the time during the Walker administration when he was running.
Yes.
And they'd start out, you know, with, remember they were kind of forcing the hand of NPR, so a lot of, you know, other side wasn't being, because they were threatened, you know, to lose their funding and things. And I saw it happening in NPR, and then I go to another station, and it was the same talking points on every program, just the same way, and hitting it from all different ends. And even we had a station like that, I'd fight every single day to try to break the lie, because if you, and then they'd hit it from all directions, like right to work. They'd hit it like, oh, those unions, they're run by the companies. Yeah. Or, oh, I was a member of a union, they didn't do anything for me. Well, what are unions for? They went after the teachers, and I'd fight every day. Education system. Oh, those teachers, they sit around, they really don't help the kids. They make too much money. They're indoctrinating our children.
So,
you know?
June, I like you. Remember when that took place, and I always push back on that because I'm a union guy, and I always push back on the hypocrisy of that conversation because the police and fire unions, they left alone. So if you're anti-union, then you got to be anti-union because the police and fire unions don't do anything different than any other union. They fight for their constituents. And every time I would point that out, the snakes would, you know, slither back into, you know, the ground where they came from. But anyway, thank you for listening as always. Thank you very much for the call. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about lifeguards. It's just a small little thing. That, as I point out, the kind of trouble this nation is in and headed for. Who would have ever thought lifeguards and the lack thereof would become a major problem in the society? After all, lifeguards were young people, in many instances college age, or, you know, high school seniors who would take that job, and it was a prestigious job. When you were the lifeguard, you know, I mean, it was pride involved in that. Historically, it's always been the case. But when you look at how much they make, you know, $12 to $15 an hour. So you want to know why there are no lifeguards? Because, guys, people are saying, hey, wait a minute. Let's see. I can make $12 to $15 an hour, Sam. I'm probably working as a lifeguard maybe 20 hours a week, right? It's not like you're making a lot of money and getting a lot of hours. So you're probably working 20 hours a week, $12 to $15 an hour. You know, you're a college student. And listen, if they want more lifeguards, pay them. Increase the pay. That's why there are no lifeguards. This is the part of our nation that puzzles me. People scratching their heads, well, we can't figure out. Nobody wants to. We can't find lifeguards. We've got to shut down all the pools. How many millions of dollars have they spent in creating these water parks? Beautiful water parks. Where they know people wound up. Whenever the water parks are open, people are there having a good time. But the water parks are now closed. All the investments that were invested no longer open. Why? Well, we can't find any lifeguards. You can't find any lifeguards because you haven't paid them. And the increase in their pay is not commensurate with the times we are in. It's 2022. You might have been able to get away with paying a lifeguard $12 to $15 an hour back in 1988. I mean, come on. 1990. It's 2022. You're not going to get any unless you're willing to pay. Why is that so difficult for people to understand in this country? Well, people don't want to work. They're lazy. They don't want to do these things. And so all they want is a handout. No, people don't want a handout. What people want is a fair shake. They're not going to work for the $12 an hour because that's a slave wage in the wealthiest nation on earth. Well, the businesses, what are we going to do? The businesses, we don't know where to go. It's so difficult. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to close my business. Hey, it's a capitalistic society. Whatever the free market will bear. Sam, am I off base?
Not at all.
The free market is telling you you're not paying people enough money. And if you don't understand that, if you don't get with that, things are only going to get worse. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.